pray. Father, we thank you so much for the body of Christ. Lord, thank you for the years of labor and in teaching us, Lord, in investing in our lives and helping us to think with you. Lord, we pray that you would really bless this portion this morning and the portion to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Exodus 33, verse 13. What is the prayer of Moses in that verse? He says, "Now therefore, I pray you, if I have found grace in your sight, Lord, teach me your ways. Why? That I may know you. Why? So that I may find grace in your sight." It's a beautiful prayer to pray, to know the way of God. And it is really a kingdom prayer to pray, to know the way of God. And it is a mature prayer to pray, to know the way of God. Moses prays that God would teach him his ways. And in turn, he would get to know God. And this is biblical. To know the ways of God is to know God. And that is true. Because God is the way. John chapter 14 verse 6. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Look at the order in that. The way comes first, next comes truth, and then life. If I am a believer in Christ, and if I want to know God, God will teach me his ways so that I can know him. And I cannot say to God that, "God, I will get to know you in my own way. And I have an independent way and I can get to know you in my own way." God would say that doesn't work. All roads don't lead to Rome in the kingdom of God. The body of Christ is a most amazing way of God to get to know God. I think Pastor preached to us last week the mystery, the body of Christ, a sacred secret that is revealed to the spiritual eyes by faith, and it is totally hidden from the natural eyes. So I cannot dictate my terms to God, saying that, "Okay, I will get to know you on my own way." God will say, "No, that doesn't work." What does Proverbs 23 verse 26 say? "Son, give me your heart. Also, daughter, give me your heart." And then he doesn't stop there. He says, "Let your eyes delight in my ways." The promise of God in Isaiah chapter 30, 20 and 21 is that I will never remove your teacher from your eyes. Your eyes will see the man of God. Number one, your ears will hear the word of God behind you saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." Not to the left, not to the right. Very precise. Psalm chapter 86 verse 11 says, it is the prayer. Look at this prayer, beautiful. "Teach me your way, O God, that I may walk in thy truth. And let my heart fear your name." What a beautiful correlation. The fear of God, the ways of God, and the teaching concerning it, and the walk in the truth. The way of God, in the way of God, God calls the believer to a particular geography. And it is very clear in the scriptures, the geographical will of God. And he invites the believer to a particular local assembly under a man of God. And he gives that man of God as the most precious gift to us, Isaiah 30, 20, 21. And he teaches us concerning his ways so that we can get to know him, being placed in the localized body of Christ in a specific and particular place. That is Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. I have a particular place in this body, and it has been designed by God and according to the desires of God. 1 Corinthians 12:18. You have a particular place in this body, and it is also designed by God and according to the desires of God. In the same verse, 12:18 of 1 Corinthians. Neither can I take your place, nor can you take my place. Being placed in this body, we all grow in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son. And to a perfect man, and to the stature and measures of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:13. This is the way of God. The divine education in the kingdom of God is not a confusion. For God is the God of order, and he is not the author of confusion. 14:33, 1 Corinthians. Listen to this. It is very interesting. In Psalm 103, verse 7, a twofold revelation is mentioned. It says that Moses was taught the ways of God. He knew the ways of God. On the other hand, the children of Israel knew only the acts of God. Of course, the acts of God and the ways of God cannot be separated, but they are two distinct things. The acts of God are the deeds of God, the miracles that God performs, the creative acts and the healings that we witness. So many acts of God. They are perceived by sight. But the ways of God is a mystical thing. It is something that God impresses in our spirit, and it is caught in the body of Christ, and it is perceived by faith. And there is tremendous amount of humility involved in me taking the place that God has given to me. Let me illustrate this. Or we can say, combining Psalm 103 verse 7 and Exodus chapter 33 verse 13, we can simply come to these two conclusions. Number one, to know the way of God is to know God himself. It's very clear. Number two, it is also possible that I can get to know the acts of God and miss out the way of God. Psalm 103 verse 7. In John chapter 3 verse 2, Nicodemus comes in the middle of the night to Jesus Christ. And he got clearly the acts of God, and he missed out the way of God. He comes to Christ and he says, he acknowledges Christ concerning Christ two things. You are from heaven and God is with you. He says in John 3:2, nobody can perform the signs, the acts, the deeds of God. Nobody can do the acts of God unless the man is from God and God is with him. It's very clear. And I saw it, he says in John 3:2. Jesus Christ never said, wow, beautiful, you got everything. Claps for you. No, he never said that. You know what Jesus Christ said? You did not see Nicodemus. You missed. You know what is the way of God in Exodus 33 verse 13? Sorry to introduce now. The way of God is the way of the cross. That is the main point. Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus in John 3 verse 3, I tell you, unless one is born again, they cannot what? See the kingdom of God. Oh, you saw the deeds, you saw the acts, you witnessed it. Super. But I want to tell you that unless you come in through the way of the cross, unless a man is being born again, cannot see the kingdom of God, Nicodemus. You missed it. It is possible to that, like you got the methods, everything. Oh, you missed the whole point, the way of the cross. Moses was the man of the way of the cross. He knew what it means to be the head being appointed by God. Was put up with the people. He had the tremendous compassion of God in his heart. He knew what it means to lose his life. He understood the way of the cross, and God revealed it to him. The other people got the acts of God. From God, God is with you. Like, awesome act. Unless one is born again. I want to tell you one more time, John 3:15, lest you don't get it. Verily, verily, I say to you, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit, forget about seeing the kingdom of God, cannot enter the kingdom of God. It is cross, centrality of the Bible. And don't even be amazed that I'm telling you that you must be born again, though you are a teacher. Is it possible that I'm talking about myself as an example? Tomorrow I can get up and say that I can learn the Bible on my own at home. Missed out the way of God. We all can grow in the unity of faith and the knowledge of God and to a perfect man, being gifted with God's gift and to the stature and measures of the fullness of Christ. It is possible that we can get into that place in Hebrews 5:12. The teachers in Hebrews 5:12 were caught up with the ceremonial acts of God and they missed out the way of the cross. The second example is Peter. Matthew chapter 16. Verses 16 and 17. Whom do you say I am, Peter? Oh, you are the man of the truth. You are the Son of God, Son of the living God. Awesome. I have been with you. And Jesus Christ says, flesh and blood has not revealed these things to you. My Father in heaven has revealed these things to you. Few verses down the line, Jesus Christ introduces the way of the cross. Look at Peter. He is coming in the way of the cross. I am the way. The construction is very beautiful. You can throw any words anywhere in the Greek language. But sometimes some words come in the beginning and sometimes some words come after. I am the way. Then comes the truth. And then the resurrection life that you have. You can't remove cross out of our life. And removing Christ out of our life. God has, he has the pattern. He is the greatest teacher of all, and he does it in order. When Peter comes in the middle, Jesus Christ says, get thee behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block in the way of the cross. Matthew 16, 23. The third example is, I really admire this man. And he is one of my favorite characters in the Bible. He is Apollos in Acts chapter 18. I'll turn here. In Acts chapter 18, verses 24 onwards, look at this. He is a Jew, and he is Alexandrian by birth, topmost education in Egypt, highly eloquent man, gifted, comes to Ephesus, and very mighty in the scriptures. Verse 25, this man has been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he is very fervent in the spirit, speaking and teaching accurately things concerning Jesus, but until the time of John the Baptist. He was instructed in the way of the Lord. Who came to prepare the way of the Lord? John the Baptist. He comes up to John the Baptist and he misses cross. You missed everything. Have you ever been in a place like you missed one thing, you missed the whole thing? And thank God, Aquila and Priscilla took him and they explained the way of God more accurately in verse 26. Look at this humility of this man, and he takes it. He takes it. He appropriates it by faith. And after that, in his preaching, you find the first word, grace, in verse 27. And he was greatly helped to those who believed through grace. What a change, from what a leap from here to there. And look at in verse 29. Powerfully refuted the Jews in public, demonstrating by scriptures Jesus was the Christ. You got the cross in it. And after that, Paul goes to Ephesus. Look at the damage control that Paul has to do because of the lack of instruction. and he's asking about the Spirit of God. People did not even know the Spirit of God, and Paul did the damage control in Ephesus. It was in chapter 19. The primary objective of Satan is not that we would not follow God. He is, okay, he doesn't mind us following God, just that he cuts the path. That's it. The aim is right. The desire is in me. It has been placed by God. The Holy Spirit is pledged. Everything is right, that the path is cut. Apostle Paul asked Galatians, who hindered you? How come you are so religious but with a different motive? What happened to the way? The church was called the way. In Acts chapter 13 verse 10 and in Acts 16, it's very clear that Satan is after the way of the cross. In Acts 13 verse 10, Elymas the magician, you know what Apostle Paul said? Can you please stop making crooked the ways of God, which is very straight? And he said to him, you full of deceit and fraud, you son of the devil, enemy of righteousness, stop making crooked the ways of God. By the way, you're going to lose your sight. You won't even know your way. And the enemy is after that. And I am having the right goal, but the way I reach, and I think all roads lead to Rome, no, I miss it. Moses knew the ways of God. The children of Israel were caught up with the acts of God. Oh, this man show us the way of salvation. Acts 16. The lady constantly said, no, it is a demonic interference. God is very, very specific. Lord, teach your ways. Yeah, the desire is placed by you. It is grace that you call me. Lord, teach your ways. That's what instruction given to Joshua, isn't it? You know, what is all about Matthew chapter 16? If you want to follow me, you have a way. What comes first? Deny, and then what comes next? Cross. Then, follow me. The way, truth, and the resurrection life. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. We are in the way. You meet us in the way. There is a voice behind us in the way as we walk in thy truth. We see more light given to us in the way. There is a voice behind us clearly saying, not leading us to confusion, this is the way, walk in it. And it was an instruction given to Joshua, don't turn to your left and turn to your right, but this is the way. Amen. Bless this morning in Jesus' name.